Idly hey.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It is a special edition of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast. Where we interview your favorite actors from film, television, music, comedy, and more. And today we have a very special guest. We are chatting with the amazingly talented Isis King. A lot of people would probably recognize Isis from America's Top Model, but Isis is a part of this fantastic project with Love, which is now streaming on Amazon Prime. And I tell you, this, in my opinion, I think is one of the best shows on television, and Isis does such a fantastic job. We had her co-star on recently, Todd Grinnell, but now we have the pleasure of chatting with Isis, and we're going to talk about this fantastic show. Isis, welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you for having me. Happy holidays.
Well, let's talk about this amazing project, because there is a lot to unpack here, and I have to say, this is definitely not your typical holiday show, or I don't even know. I wouldn't even describe it really as a holiday project necessarily, because within the genesis of the show, you all sort of attack different holidays, different types of relationships, and really just a whole bunch of different things. It's just a very beautiful project. And I think probably one of the best that I have seen on television so far. If you could, Isis, just let us in on your character and sort of how this entire project came about for you.
Oh, that's a loaded question. Okay, so I will say I got an audition earlier this year for the role for this non-binary trans oncologist, which off the back, I'm like, that's something you don't really get to hear. Mm-hmm. So when I read the script and saw that Soul was someone who had the family support and the friend support and on the journey with Love, I was like, wow, I have to be a part of this project, right? You just don't see scripts like this. And I've been yearning for a script to play like a kind, nice character, because yes, we have trauma and things happen in our lives and coming out and all of those things, but there's more to our lives than just that.
Sure.
And I've been kind of craving a role like that. So when I saw this, I got the audition, I ended up booking it. And so my character Soul is the cousin of Jorge Jr. and Lily Diaz, who are the siblings. And it's kind of like their love stories and then their parents' love story, grandparents and me, their cousin, all of our different love stories. And you kind of go through this journey through the different holidays, seeing us and the chaos or the love that we have with our partners. Or in one case, without spoiling anything, multiple partners for one of my cousins. you kind of see us throughout the year and through the holidays, which is the most heightened time of the year for us. You know, yes, it's about holidays, but it also is a timeless show that you can watch whenever. And also the cast is just so diverse and beautiful and kind that I feel like you will definitely find multiple people you can relate to.
Yeah, I found myself when I was watching this going, oh, I know this person, or I know that person, or I find a little bit of myself in all of these characters. And I have to say, Isis, it's just really a very beautiful story that you tell. Mm-hmm. And just spectacular. So I asked this question to Todd, and I'm very curious to hear what you have to say about this. I mean, it's a great story. There's a lot of things happening in this whole anthology, so to speak. But really, if there was a few things or maybe one thing or however you want to pen it, like that you would hope that people could walk away from when they have a chance to watch this, because obviously people being entertained is really sort of the overarching theme to all of this. But really, if there was something in particular that you go, hey, I want viewers to walk away from this or to walk away from that feeling this way or that way, I'm interested to see what you would have to say for people watching it? I know it's a big question, but I'm just very curious about your perspectives.
Yeah, I would say the hope is that you see the universal story of love and family and okay. hope. I feel like no matter what your background is, that's the universal story that everyone should see. We're in these kind of unprecedented times, and it's so much chaos in the world right now. And I feel like that's what everyone really needs to see. And also for me as a trans person, it's important for my community to see us have love. Mm-hmm. That's really inspiring. And I want to see that. That inspires me. And it was a word I was looking for. I just completely lost it. But, you know, it's not, what's the word I'm looking for?
Unconditional?
It's not conditional, right? Like, right. Love. It's not like,
okay.
And then it's like, no, just love. We deserve to see those sure. type of things for us too. So, and on the flip side of that, for people to see trans people having that, let's make it more normal. It shouldn't be they're trying to push this down. No, we're just showing you how we live and what we deserve and how we deserve to be treated. And it's a hope that you see that. And if you potentially meet someone who's trans, hopefully instead of thinking about those negative things you see in media, you know, think about something like Soul and how they're just a hard worker who's loved and who have a lot of love to give as well.
Normalcy. I mean, I think that's what it needs to be. Now, I know, you know, I was going to ask you, are you ready for Christmas? Yeah, of course. But Christmas has already passed and New Year's is just a couple days away. I guess, are you ready for New Year's? Are you ready for 2022? Are you happy with 2021? I think most of us are ready for it to be over, I would say for sure.
I stayed in the house with my puppy. I had plans and then this kind of thing happened where almost everybody I know started getting COVID.
Yes.
Or half the people I know. So then I made a plan I canceled my plans and I said, oh, me and one of my girlfriends who live down the street, we're going to just hang out and make breakfast. And then she found out the night before that her friend she was with just tested positive. So then she had to kind of quarantine. She found out she didn't have it.
But oh, good.
We didn't want to risk it. I have a couple of things coming up in January. So I really can't afford to like catch it. And yeah. It seemed to just be like tapping on everybody's shoulder this holiday season.
Oh, my God. Yes.
So I will most likely will be in the house again for New Year's. It's, I mean, you know, I'm okay with it. In the past, if there were years that I did spend alone, it was pretty depressing, but
sure.
I'm at this place in my life right now where I love this kind of time right now. And
for sure.
I don't want to have to travel. And I have friends whose flights got canceled.
Yeah. A lot of people did, I think.
I don't want any of that. Like, let's just wait till next Christmas and see what happens next New Year's. But other than that, I'll be counting down. I have a puppy now who is very needy. And he's keeping me really busy. So that's my holiday.
Yeah, no, I think for me too, it's the same. You know, I have a 7-year-old who's very needy too. So I totally get it. Well, one last question or so here as we wrap up our conversation. I would like to talk about your experience on Top Model, if you're cool with that. I know you were on for a couple cycles. And just sort of, you know, we get one side of things when we're watching shows like this. We don't get to hear about the personal experiences of cast necessarily. You know, it's just such a fantastic show. And really, to me, it seems like an opportunity to, you know, cover a lot of things and to learn a lot of things and that sort of thing. So, Isis, if you wouldn't mind just sharing a little bit some best practices, maybe, or I would say even some lessons learned, perhaps, from your time on Top Model and some things that you could maybe share with the audience and sort of things that would be applicable.
Yeah, well, I would say for sure, I'm one of those people that look at all the lessons I learned from the show, teleprompter work, interview skills, acting. I don't know if I got to the acting challenges, but even not watching it on the show, like everything there that I've done, it's stuff that I apply to my real life right now. Even on All Stars, when Tyra talked about branding, like this is your brand and be aware of it. Like all of these lessons are things that I completely use in my everyday life. I had a great experience for the most part. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunity. I know like people now look at Top Model as like pick apart all the negative things. But to be honest, when I was on the show, I got all that negative feedback from all the fans and followers anyway. So yeah, we're in a different time, but if everyone felt like that back then, I would have not had 14 years of like hustling and struggling like I did after the show and depression if I had all that support back then. So it's kind of always weird. It's like, I appreciate it, but at the same time, it's kind of bittersweet because 22-year-old me back then didn't have that, coming out of a shelter.
Got it.
Coming off the show still poor, but all this fame and being scared to go out for a while, for a little bit, because of the stuff I saw and the threats and everything, just by me living my life and living my truth. So I'm just so grateful that I didn't give up. I'm so grateful that I did take all the lessons and really, you know, allow the rose to blossom through the concrete that I felt at that time, because I ended up utilizing those things. And maybe it took some time, but that just goes to show that if you continue to follow your dreams and kind of carve out a way for yourself, you can make anything happen. And yeah, that was my experience. You know, I wish I could still be living in one of those houses right now.
I know. You guys really, that was the one thing about the show that I found so funny. I shouldn't say funny, fascinating. You guys had all those beautiful places to live in. I think that's key. You know, hard work, in my opinion, I mean, talent obviously plays a huge part, which you are, but also, you know, hard work wins the day, right? And I think that's the key takeaway from this conversation for sure.
I forgot, and not being a bitch.
Okay.
I mean, that work out once in a while for people, but never follow that kind of, it don't work out for most people, so just don't. You know, you catch more flies with honey.
Yeah,
is that how
that's correct. Yeah,
just be kind.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And that's the thing that people don't realize about this industry is, as big as it is, it's also very small. And, you know, there are, although a lot of people, everybody knows everybody, and your publicist listening would testify as well, even when booking talent for this show. You have to be kind to people because it really goes a long, long way. And you can't be mean to people. I think that could be the title of our episode. Don't be a bitch. I love it. This is fantastic, Isis. Thank you so much for your time. Be sure to check out With Love on Amazon Prime. We've been chatting with Isis King. Isis, thanks for joining me today on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Happy holidays.
That brings today's show to a close.
Doodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.